Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Would you rather be your own boss and work as an entrepreneur, or would you rather work for a corporation, a big corporation somewhere? If you ask most people that question, they'd prefer the idea of having autonomy and having control over their own destiny. So the idea of entrepreneurship and starting their own business or running a business is something that's very appealing to people. But I've been on both sides of this one, and I've come to realize that there's some significant benefits to being in a corporate environment. A very, very good friend of mine, his name is Terry, he just closed on the sale of his business a few weeks ago. And he started an insurance agency close to 30 years ago, and he spent his entire career as a business owner, and a very successful one at that. But he was responsible for every aspect of his business, whether it was human resources, accounting, technology, sales, marketing. I mean, you name it, he did it. And everything became his issue. The copier broke, and you know, he may have people that would deal with it, but they have to come to him for approval to do whatever they needed to do. So it's an interesting thing when you really think about, you know, what's involved. And now he finds himself as an employee, and he realizes that a lot of the responsibilities that he's had over the last 30 years are no longer part of his world. He's got specialists in different areas. When the copier breaks, it's not his problem anymore. There's somebody else to take care of it, and it doesn't come out of his pocket directly, so he doesn't even really have to worry about it anymore. So the other point about it is it allows him to focus on his strengths. It allows him to scale some of those strengths too, which we're going to talk about later in the week. And so what he's finding is that this whole experience for him has been eye-opening. I originally thought, how would I ever want to work for anybody else? Now he's looking at it and saying, this is an amazing transition for me. And while it's early on in the process, you know, he's able to contribute a significant amount to the company that he's working for now. He's an integral part of what's going on, but yet he doesn't have all the responsibility that he had before. And that's really where it gets interesting. You know, there's certain corporate jobs where you can get paid very, very well to do what you're doing. And in some cases, the corporate people do as well as or better than some of the entrepreneurs out there and have fewer headaches. So the entrepreneurship, while it's sought after and everybody looks and says, yeah, I want to be a business owner, that's not always the best way to go. So we're going to spend some time this week just getting into it. If you know of anybody that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher. I'd also ask is if you are listening and you haven't subscribed on iTunes yet, just go to iTunes and hit the subscribe button. And if you would be so kind as to write a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to pick up from here, and we're going to talk about focusing on our strengths. But for today, I just want you to look at where you want to be and where you are. Are you in the corporate world wanting to be an entrepreneur? Are you an entrepreneur wanting to shed some responsibilities? Take a look at both sides of that equation, and we'll pick up from there tomorrow.